We are going on a journey in the teachings over the next couple of weeks. We're going to find out who Jesus really is. Now, I know if you're a Christian, you have invited him into your heart and into your life. You believe that he is the Son of the living God. You believe that he died for your sins and he rose again. You believe that. But so many of us, we're living beneath all the privileges that we have in Jesus. And I want us to go on a journey and I want us to see who Jesus is. In Mark chapter 14, Jesus has been arrested before he was crucified and taken before the high priest, which, by the way, was an illegal high priest. But he was taken there, and Jesus, we know that he did not speak any guile. And the high priest was getting very agitated. And in verse 61, it says that Jesus held his peace and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said unto him, "Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus said, "I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Glory to God. He is. He said, I am the Christ. When we talk about Jesus being the Christ, it means he is not only the Son of God, but he is anointed and he is Messiah. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 6 says, "Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion." Now, Zion in the New Testament refers to the church of Jesus Christ. He said, "I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him," speaking of Jesus, the chief cornerstone, "will not be confounded." My friend, Jesus, as Messiah, as anointed one, he is the chief cornerstone. As the anointed one, my friend, as the Messiah, Jesus Christ is the chiefest among 10,000s. Song of Solomon chapter 5 and verse number 10 says that he is the chiefest among 10,000. Oh, wow. He is the great I am. He is the great shepherd. Not only that, but he was a child in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. "Unto us a child is given." Oh, my friends, he was a child, but he grew up and became chosen of God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse and number 4. "And he is the Christ." Matthew 6, verse 20. "He is Christ a king." Luke 23, verse 2. "He is Christ Jesus our Lord." 1 Timothy 1 and 2. "He is Christ Jesus." Acts 19 and verse number 4. "He is Christ of God." Luke 9 and verse 20. "He is Christ the chosen of God." Luke 23, verse 35. And not only that, but he is Christ the Lord, Luke 2:11. "Christ the power of God," 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24. "He is Christ the wisdom of God," 1 Corinthians 1 and 24. "And he is Christ the Son of God," Acts 9, verse 20. "And Christ the Son of the Blessed," as we just read, and Mark chapter 14, verse number 61. Do you know Christ Jesus, the Son of God, as your Savior today? If not, invite him into your life and he will change your life.